This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny denounced a Moscow court hearing Tuesday on whether he should be sent to prison for years, calling it a vain attempt by the Kremlin to scare millions of Russians into submission. The 44-year-old Navalny, an anti-corruption investigator who is the most prominent critic of President Vladimir Putin, was arrested January 17th upon returning from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. He told the courtroom, "I'm fighting as much as I can and will keep doing it, even though I am now in the hands of people who love to put chemical weapons everywhere, and no one would give 3 kopecks for my life. Nevertheless, even now from my place, I say that I will be fighting you. I call on everyone not to be afraid of you and to do everything so that it is the law and that rules instead of people dressed in mantles." Russian authorities denied charge claims by several European laboratories that they had no proof he was poisoned. Speaking from a glass cage in the courtroom, Navalny attributed his arrest to Putin's fear and hatred, saying the Russian leader will go down to history as a poisoner. Pakistan began its COVID-19 vaccine drive today, with frontline healthcare workers slated to receive the inoculations in the first phase. Prime Minister Imran Khan attended a nationally televised launch event where a doctor was given the first shot of Chinese Sinopharm coronavirus vaccine. Beijing has donated 500,000 doses of the vaccine to Islamabad to help the South Asian neighbor deal with the health crisis. The shot in Pakistan on Monday.